You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
We have a new moon at 24 degrees of Cancer happening on July 17th at 11:31 a.m. Pacific, which is 2:31 p.m. Eastern. Check your local time to see when this lunar event is occurring for you. Cancer season might be coming to a close, but at least we get one more event in this sign. And something ultra transformative is happening during this event. New moons are transformative on their own, but we have something going on called a grand cardinal cross happening during this lunar. In just a few hours, the lunar nodes are going to the Aries-Libra axis, and while they're doing that, they are connecting with this moon in a way that creates that square pattern. We're going into this fresh lunar event with something that could help us get things off the ground. And in terms of vibes for this lunar event, they're pretty reflective of some of the energies that are going on. Psychic energy will be one of the highest vibes on this graph. Some of that will be intersecting mental energy, and we should be feeling these all the way up until about the 18th. So what this means is we can feel mentally sharp. We could have moments where we're having sudden revelations on how to solve certain complex issues. We could also experience moments where our intuition happens to be sharper than normal. So it'll be a day of having both right brain and left brain experiences, which could help us really cut through something that we need to take care of on that day. Also, it could be a period of having prophetic dreams during this new moon in Cancer. So if you have a dream journal, I would recommend writing in it so that way you memorize what's going on and taking a few notes for yourself and key moments, because this is something that you'll come back to once we get to the full moon in Cancer. And one of the interesting things about this lunar event is we have a ton of low-grade energy. We have low-grade amounts of solitude, emotional sensitivity, romance, ambition, good luck, and social energy. So we could feel some underlining things. It could be a period where we're feeling up and down mood-wise with these low-grade energies. It's not so much that they're action-oriented energies, but it's processes running in the background in our minds and our emotions that may make us feel a little off-kilter. And by the 19th, that solitude, mental energy and ambitious energy will start picking up, and that could be a day where we're needing to do our own thing to ensure that something gets accomplished. But yeah, now that we're here in this new moon energy, it's a time to think about what we'd like to attract to ourselves, what we'd like to build, or what positive traits of this sign that we'd like to incorporate into our lives. So that way, by the time we get to the full moon on December 26, 2023, we can see what's working in the sign, what we're ready to launch, what needs tweaking, and what we need to let go of that's no longer serving us. One of the very refreshing traits of Cancerian energy is this sign is about seeking emotional satisfaction. In other words, this is a sign that teaches us that it's important to have stable emotions. It's important to have emotional security in our lives. It's important to have that type of support system in our lives that fosters good feelings and emotions and sentiments. A lot of the times, especially in the world that we live in, our emotions are pretty neglected. It's the most neglected part of ourselves. It's very easy to pick up and go when something happens and deal with your emotions later, but then later becomes months, sometimes later it becomes years, and then we don't end up dealing with them until they come bubbling out to the surface. And interestingly, with Cancerian energy is it does have that pressure cooker sort of energy to it, where we don't deal with our emotions and they bubble over to the surface, or we don't deal with our anger and it bubbles over to the surface. So this could be a time to amend that. This could be a time to work on ways to ensure you're taking care of what's weighing you down emotionally. Go of unnecessary clutter in your life. And sometimes that clutter in your life can be creating emotional havoc. And clutter doesn't have to be physical things. It could be mental clutter. It could be some of the people that we have in our lives, and we're clearing that up so that way our well-being is intact. Or finding constructive outlets for your emotions rather than ones that are throwing you off balance. So overall, this could be a time where you're prepared to leave behind anything that creates instability when it comes down to the way you're feeling. And speaking of which, is this a time where you're ready to break unhealthy cycles in your life? Cancer energy has a lot to do with the patterns that we have in our life. Cancer energy also has to do with our origin story. Our origin story is how we came into the world. It's the place that we're born. It's the family that we come from. And sometimes these patterns can be handed down from generation to generation, and maybe those aren't the most healthiest ways of being. So is this a period where you're wanting to work on that? Is this a period where you're wanting to shed generational trauma that's been passed down from family? Is this a period where you're wanting to understand exactly where it comes from and the root cause so that way you can help your family become more stable? Are you looking to break off from that and create your own definition of family so that way you can foster more constructive habits in your life? Or if you're not doing any of those things, this is a time where you're wanting to do more research on your family and the background of your family to have a better understanding and more empathy for why things are the way they are. Continuing with private life matters, is this a period where you're wanting to learn the art of concealment? And what I mean by that is practicing more privacy, not always having everything out there for the world to see, and being more pulled back when it comes down to your objectives. For some people, this may not sound like a goal, but I always address this in Cancer season. I always address a lot of these themes during Cancer season. One of the things with Cancer energy is it is the opposite of Capricorn. And in the natural zodiac wheel, it is below the horizon. And anything below that horizon happens to be private and not for public consumption. But specifically, when we get to Cancer's house, the fourth house, it tends to deal with things that are sacred, things that need to be for your eyes only, and the people in your personal life that happen to be around that environment. And so with that comes something positive, because not everyone needs to know our business. And whether it's because they're not in our inner circle and so they don't deserve to know, or you have a big goal in mind and you're not wanting the effects of other people to interfere with that. Because sometimes when we tell people things, either we're hearing negative feedback about something that we might be trying to accomplish, it could result in jealousy. And this is why not everyone needs to know how the sausage is made. But also, so on a vibrational level, sometimes those intentions of others can bring about some energies that aren't particularly positive for whatever we're trying to accomplish. And so this could be a period where you're wishing to guard that, so that way when you are ready to put whatever it is that you want to put out into the world, it's out there without the interference of others. Another Cancerian thing is it causes us to focus on our personal life. Again, this is things below the horizon in the natural zodiac wheel. And when we get to the fourth house, we get to Cancer energy. It's about our personal lives. It's about the people in our personal lives. It's about family. It's about friends that are similar to relatives. It's about the people that we live with and share our space with, whether that is a spouse or roommates or even our pets. This is a space where we share our life with people. And so is this a period where you're wanting to work on your personal life? Is this a time where you need more fulfillment in that area? Whether that's through cultivating better relationships with the people around you or wanting to bring those types of people into your life. In other words, wanting to attract your soul tribe. This could be a period where you're wanting to make that more of a priority in your life if it hasn't been in a while. Continuing with personal life things, is this a period where you're wanting to build a sanctuary for yourself? Because Cancerian energy deals with our private life, our personal life, it deals with our home. It deals with our living situation. So is this a period where you're wanting to create the right atmosphere for your home? Are you wanting to make it more of a sacred space for yourself so that way when you do come home from work situations or wherever you're coming from, you're closing those doors and you're feeling a sense of comfort and well-being there? You're feeling like your emotions are stable and grounded when you're in that environment. So this could be a period of trying to accomplish ways to make your abode more of a home. Sometimes people, obviously they have their home, but their home is not a home. And this could be a time where you're wanting to make sure that you're bringing that to your environment. And within this energy, if that environment is not right, if the place that you're in isn't right, this could be a time of considering moving somewhere else. Moving to a place that's going to offer you that emotional satisfaction and that comfort that you're craving inside your home. So over this next 6 months, it can be a phase of grounding those things that make you feel a sense of fulfillment inwardly. So that way you finally achieve balance and doesn't interfere with your emotional state. Let's look at these transits and see what we can expect with this lunar event. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. So even though it might feel like a minimal amount of transits to this lunar event, there is a lot going on considering this moon is participating in that grand cardinal cross. This lunation happens to be ruled by the moon itself, since Cancer is governed by that celestial body. And so having the ruler participate in such a pattern, a rare pattern at that, just a few hours before the nodes change signs, is pretty potent. So this grouping will have Pluto, the lunar nodes, Mercury, along with the sun and moon, of course, because we're in that new moon phase. So with energy like this, we could feel a revved up need to start something that's been on the back burner for a while. This could be a time where we're ready to initiate things and to get things just going in our lives that have just been sitting there. This could help push us to make the necessary changes needed to head on our new path. And because we'll feel fired up, there's going to be a sense of motivation that we might have lost a long time ago coming back to us. So we can truly see where we lost the drive to take care of things, and now we're feeling that sense of urgency to get things going in our lives. Thing is, two of the more easier energies that are going on with this is this moon is connecting to Uranus and Neptune in harmonious alignment. Energetically, we could feel as though we're breaking through obstacles that have prevented us from getting to the next level. Also, we can feel this renewed sense of hope that things are going to pan out in our favor. So this brings a lot of positivity to a very harsh pattern, because grand crosses are highly transformative on top of the nodes changing signs on that same day. And so that sense of urgency can feel really ramped up, and having something like this is helpful for buffing out the rough edges of this energy. Generally, you wouldn't say that with Uranus, but with Uranus being here harmoniously to this moon, it could really help us ease through a transition that we're needing to go through. The cardinal modality will feel this lunar event more than others. Therefore, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, between 20 to 29 degrees of these zodiac placements, will feel this lunar event more than others. I hope you all have the best new moon in Cancer ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.